By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to our program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are back today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, and we've got a very beautiful topic. We've got a topic today that we're going to be discussing. I'll tell you what the topic is later, but let's start the program with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا
اور تم میں کوئی ایسا نہیں جس کا گزر دوزخ پر نہ ہو تمہارے رب کے ذمے پر یہ ضرور ٹھہری ہوئی بات ہے
ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا
پھر ہم ڈر والوں کو بچا لیں گے اور ظالموں کو اس میں چھوڑ دیں گے گھٹنوں کے بل گرے
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا
اور جب ان پر ہماری روشن آیتیں پڑھی جاتی ہیں کافر مسلمانوں سے کہتے ہیں کون سے گروہ کا مکان اچھا اور مجلس بہتر ہے
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ قُرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا
اور ہم نے ان سے پہلے کتنی سنگتیں کھپا دیں کہ وہ ان سے بھی سامان اور نمود یعنی دیکھنے میں بہتر تھے
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدًّا حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوْعَدُونَ إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ
تم فرماؤ جو گمراہی میں ہو تو اسے رحمان خوب ڈھیل دے یہاں تک کہ جب وہ دیکھیں وہ چیز جس کا انہیں وعدہ دیا جاتا ہے یا تو عذاب یا قیامت
فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا واضعف جندا
تو اب جان لیں گے کہ کس کا برا درجہ ہے اور کس کی فوج کمزور
ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى
اور جنہوں نے ہدایت پائی اللہ انہیں اور ہدایت بڑھائے گا
والباقیات الصالحات خیر عند ربک ثوابا وخیر مردا
اور باقی رہنے والی نیک باتوں کا تیرے رب کے یہاں سب سے بہتر ثواب اور سب سے بھلا انجام
افرأیت الذی کفر بآیاتنا وقال لأوتین مالا وولدا
تو کیا تم نے اسے دیکھا جو ہماری آیتوں سے منکر ہوا اور کہتا ہے مجھے ضرور مال و اولاد ملیں گے
اطلع الغیب ام اتخذ عند الرحمن عہدا
کیا غیب کو جھانک آیا ہے یا رحمان کے پاس کوئی قرار یعنی عہد رکھا ہے.
كَلَّا سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّا.
ہرگز نہیں، اب ہم لکھ رکھیں گے جو وہ کہتا ہے اور اسے خوب لمبا عذاب دیں گے.
وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا.
اور جو چیزیں کہہ رہا ہے ان کے ہم ہی وارث ہوں گے.
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّا.
اور ہمارے پاس اکیلا آئے گا اور اللہ کے سوا اور خدا بنا لیے کہ وہ انہیں زور دیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز و جل. The تلاوت بیوٹیفل سورہ مریم ورس نمبر 71 ٹو ورس نمبر 81. اینڈ دس سورہ مریم از دا سیم سورت that حضرت سیدنا جعفر طیار رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the brother of حضرت سیدنا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہہ الکریم, recited in front of Najashi, the king of Habsha, the king of Ethiopia, and that melted his heart, because alhamdulillah Surah Maryam talks about the aqeedah of the Muslims regarding Sayyiduna Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and also his blessed mother Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And when Najashi heard these very beautiful words of Allah Azza wa Jal, it melted his heart. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, later on Najashi in his life accepted Islam and died as a Muslim. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was the one who offered his janazah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever we listen to the Quran, it gives you that feeling. It melts the most hardest of the hearts. Same thing happened to Sayyiduna, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to his sister's house and he heard her reading the Quran. And then when Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked his sister what she was reading, first of all, she was hiding because Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not a Muslim at that time. And then when he said to her, read what you were reading, and when she started to recite the Holy Quran, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu started to cry uncontrollably. And that is what melted his heart, the words of the Quran. So no doubt the Quran melts your heart. When you listen to the Quran, when you read to the Quran, alhamdulillah, it has an effect on a person. Does the Quran have an effect on us? That's a thing that we need to understand. And alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we need to make a habit, not just, I'm not saying read the Quran, I'm saying make a habit of reading the Quran. Just like when Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, establish your salah. Wa aqimus salah. Now establishing salah doesn't mean that you try to offer it whenever you can. No. Establishing means that make a routine of offering your salah and never ever miss your salah. In the same way, we need to make a routine of reading the Quran. Sometimes we come into a form of jazba and we say, right, I'm going to read the Quran, I'm going to read two para today. We might sit down, read one para, and then for the next 10 weeks, we're not even reading the Quran. Please make a consistency, make an intention that inshallah azza wa jal, we will read the para of the Quran, at least one para every week. Alhamdulillah, I've made a little WhatsApp group and there's about 58 people who are reading the Quran. What we do normally is we have one para that we give to these people. Now, alhamdulillah, they can all read with tajweed. So that is an important, if you can read with tajweed, then inshallah, Azwil, by all means, get in touch with me and I'll add you into the WhatsApp group. And every week, I'm going to be giving out a para. So every week, a person will read one para and 1,000 times Durood-e-Pak as well, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, Azwil, it's a way forward, isn't it? Sometimes people say, we're too busy. There are time ni labna. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Main bimar hoon. Even if you are ill, read the Quran. Inshallah, the Quran is a source of cure. There is a very famous hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and it's two things are mentioned in that for cure. Take honey and Quran for shifa. So if you don't take sugar, try to take honey, real honey, try to take that, inshallah as well, that will give you shifa. And also Quran is shifa. May Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to read and to understand the Quran, inshallah. We've got a very beautiful kalam today as well, inshallah. So let's listen to the beautiful kalam and then we'll come back to our today's topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Rasul Allah. Woh jo chahe chaand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Woh jo chahe chaand ko tod de. جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ خلد کو موڑ دیں وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کرے خدا وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ وہ نبی وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے انہیں ہیرا دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ عز و جل Now we've had the tilawat of the Quran, we've had the kalam. Now what is our topic today? Let me tell you a beautiful story. This is what my topic is today, tawbah and istighfar. Alhamdulillah, whenever we start to do any topic, there's always something new that we learn. Now this beautiful story has been mentioned in Tawbah ki Riwayat or Hikayat. And it's a very beautiful one. It's a book that has been printed by Maktabatul Madina and it's available to download free of charge on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawateislami.net. Go into the book section or go into Google and type in Tawbah ki Riwayat or Hikayat. And inshallah, azawajal, you'll see that the book will come up and you can download it. It'll take you to the page straight away. A Buzurg, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that one night I started walking towards the jungle. Now that's something really special. So he goes, I walked towards the jungle and I saw four people that were carrying a dead body. Yani they were carrying a janaza. And I thought to myself, maybe these people have killed this person and later at night they're going to go and bury him or dispose of his body. He says, I went up to them and I gave them salam and I said, you know, by the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, tell me, have you killed this person? And now are you going to dispose of his body? And they replied that neither have we killed him and we are not even going to dispose of his body. We are mazdoor, we are workers, we are laborers. And we've been paid by the mother of this person who has died that we go and offer his janaza and bury him in the graveyard late at night. And his mother will also be accompanying us very soon. So even if you want to come with us, then you are most obliged to come with us. And he says that a woman sat by us. I went up to her and I gave her salam and I said, Amma Jan, why did you make such a wasiyat? Why are you offering the janaza of your son late at night? Why not during the day? So that many other people could have come to the janaza. And the woman cryingly replied, My son, this is my son. He is very, very bad person. He used to be an alcoholic. He used to do bad things. He was drowned in sins. And when he passed away, just moments before he passed away, he made three wills to me, three wasiyat that he's made. Number one was that when he said that, my mom, when I die, tie a rope around my neck and drag me around the house because this is the punishment for those people who disobey the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, when I die, do not offer my janaza during the day. But rather, take me to the graveyard late at night because I do not want people to curse me and to talk bad about me. And number three, when you put my janaza in the grave, take one of your white hair and put that in the grave with you as well. So I acted upon his first wish when he passed away. I tied a rope around his neck and then I heard a voice from the unseen. Oh, old woman, do not do this because he repented from his sin before dying. Therefore, I have forgiven all of his sins. And then she says that I hired these four people to take his janaza into the graveyard late at night. And now when he says that my third will my son did was to put this white hair of mine into the grave. And the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that we took that white hair of that mother and put it inside the grave. The reason for that will be because Allah Ta'ala has a haya of white hair and maybe Allah Ta'ala will not punish my son. So when the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says when we were finished from the janaza, as we were burying him inside the grave, the person who had died, he opened his eyes and he put his one hand outside the grave as we put him inside the grave. We all go scared and he says to me, oh Buzurg, Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful. He, Rabb Azza wa Jal, forgives those who repent sincerely from their sins. And then he closed his eyes and he passed away. ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਵੇਖਾਂ ਅਮਲਾਂ ਵੱਲੇ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਪੱਲੇ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਵੇਖਾਂ ਰਹਿਮਤ ਰੱਬ ਦੀ ਬੱਲੇ 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 ਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅਜ਼ਾ ਵਜਲ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਲਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਲੀ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਲੈਸਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਵੈਨ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਡੂਸ ਤੋਬਾ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਯੰਗ ਮੈਨ He did tawbah, but he was an alcoholic. He was a sinner. Maybe he never offered his salah. Maybe he was very, very bad sinner. Like in Pirbi, Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy upon him. Why? Because he did tawbah. And when a person does tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives that person. No matter what sins that person has committed, if he makes a tawbah sincerely from the bottom of his heart, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَنَّدَمُ تَوْبَةٌ Sharmindagi toba hai. Shameless, yani being shame, having shame on what you have done is part of toba or is toba. Now, if someone commits a sin, he's not even shameful of what he's done. For example, he didn't wake up for Fajr Salah. He doesn't have that guilt and he's just living his life as normal. It's all right, theek hai, namaz missegi, koi masla, Allah maaf kar si. That's the kind of attitude that we are seeing with people today. People do commit sins, miss that. So sometimes we don't even think missing the salah is a sin. You know, we think that it's all right, doesn't matter. I've been really busy. I slept late at night because I had to watch that drama. It was our cousin's wedding. We went to sleep late at night. That's very important as well. So therefore, koni khair hai Allah Ta'ala. And I've even seen elder people as well. Koni putar khair hai. Kal uthi pe. You know, these kind of things, you know, we should be understanding as Muslims, you are not allowed to qaza your salah. Now, another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to mention this to you. Now, here, a very beautiful point on this hadith, annadamu tawbatun. On this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that nidamat tawba ka rukne ala hai. Nadamat is one of the greatest pillars of tawbah. Now, if someone, you know, commits a sin and he does tawbah, 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 you know, he touches his feet, he touches his ears, that's not tawbah. Tawbah is the guilt that you have inside your heart. If there's no guilt, then there's no tawbah. You can do anything you want if you don't. For example, if someone's missed a salah and now he's got that guilt, his shame of shameful of what he has done. That is tawbah. But if he's not shameful, if he doesn't have that guilt, then that is not tawbah. So inshallah azza wa jal, whenever we do tawbah in the court of Allah azza wa jal, we do tawbah in such a manner that we have guilt inside us as well. And remember, when a person does tawbah, You know, you have that ehsas, that feeling inside yourself that you have done wrong. And that feeling is very, very important. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when a person commits a sin and he says he does tawbah in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that, oh Allah, forgive my sin that I have committed. Allah azza wa jal, he says that this is my bondsman, yeh mera banda hai. And isse yakeen hai ke uska Rab hai jo guna muaf bhi karta hai. This person, he has that surety that he has a Rab that will forgive his sins. Allah will forgive that person's sins. But he commits the sin again. And then he repents in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Now, that's what we need to understand. Sometimes the shaitan whispers this in our minds and hearts that, you know, you've done this. Allah will never forgive you. You know, we should never ever fall into the trap of the shaitan. Hadith Pak, the last words of the hadith, tu jo chahe kar, maine teri maghfirat farma di. Isse har giz ko is galat fahmi mein na pade ki toba ke guna muaf ho jate hain. So that you can continue doing the toba. It's all right, I'm going to commit the same sin again, I'm going to do toba, my toba will be forgiven. That is not the case. The ulama, they mention, if someone commits a sin, he does tawbah, and then because of being a human, by mistake, he commits the same sin again, Allah will forgive him. But if he commits a sin deliberately, then Allah Ta'ala will not forgive that person. He will be punished because he's committed the sin deliberately. And always keep doing tawbah every time. Like we've heard from the scholars, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did tawbah many, many times a day, 70 times, 99 times, 90 times, 100 times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always keep doing tawbah. That is a lesson. Obviously, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Prophets of Allah, all the angels, they're sinless. They can't commit sins. They can't think of sins. What was it for? It was a lesson for us, for me and you to learn. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ ترجمہ کنزل ایمان, بے شک اللہ پسند رکھتا ہے توبہ کرنے والوں کو اور پسند رکھتا ہے ستروں کو. Para number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 222, that Allah Ta'ala loves those people who are clean, who are pure, and those people who do repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these people are beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who do tawbah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam has also mentioned, توبہ کرنے والا اللہ کا محبوب ہے. The one who does توبہ is the beloved of Allah عز و جل. اور گناہ سے توبہ کرنے والا ایسا ہے گویا اس نے گناہ کیا ہی نہیں. And the one who does توبہ is like someone who has not, and he does توبہ from the sin that is committed, it is like he has not even committed that sin. So subhanallah azza wa jal, so many blessings of doing tawbah. Inshallah, we're going to continue with this topic. But as usual, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in our program, we have some segments that we need to do as well. And our first segment now, inshallah azza wa jal, every day there is a reminder. Now listen, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminding the believers is a good thing. So we should always remind ourselves, we should remind our friends. And that is why the scholars, they say that have a person as a friend who will keep reminding you of your duties towards Allah. He will keep reminding you your duties as a Muslim, as a human, the reason why you were created. Reminders. So we've got another reminder for you today as well. Let's take this reminder and inshallah we'll move forward with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear Islam brothers, there's a lot of virtues and excellence and blessings of teaching Quran. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever taught one verse of the Quran or a sunnah of a religion, Allah Almighty will grant him such a reward on the Day of Judgment that no one else will receive a better reward than it. SubhanAllah. This is in the Hadith Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, who's ever taught one verse of Quran, he will double the reward of one who learns it. Another hadith in Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever taught one verse of Quran, he will continue to receive reward for as long as that verse is recited. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who learned and taught the Quran and acted upon whatever is in it, the Quran will intercede for him and take him to paradise. Subhanallah. So dear Islam brothers, there's a lot of excellence, like we heard in Hadith Mubarakah, for teaching Quran. So I will humbly request the brothers who are watching that learn the Quran. If you know how to read the Quran, then teach to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get a lot of blessings and virtues, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Muballighe Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, giving us a very beautiful reminder. For those of you who've just joined us, then welcome to our program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And we've got a very important topic. You know, this verse of the Quran, when it was revealed, the scholars, they say, it's written in Tafsir Durre Mansur, that when this verse of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Or وہ کہ جب کوئی بے حیائی اپنی جانوں پر ظلم کریں. Whenever these people commit ظلم and justice on themselves, Allah کو یاد کر کے اپنے گناہوں کی معافی چاہیں. They remember Allah عز و جل and they ask for His forgiveness. اور گناہ کون بخشے سوا اللہ کے. And who will be the one who will forgive the sins apart from Allah Azza wa Jal? Then Iblis, he started to cry loudly. And then he started to take mud, mitti, sand and put it onto his head. And he says that all his cheles, all the shaitans from around the universe, they all got together and they said, oh Sardar, boss, what's happened to you? Why are you crying? And the shaitan, he says, that such a verse of the Quran has been revealed that when Ibn Adam, when he commits a sin, then what will happen? When he commits a sin and he does tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him. And then they asked him, which ayat has been revealed? And the shaitan read this verse of the Quran. And his chelis, they said, hum in par khwahishat ke darwaze khol denge. That we will open the doors of khwahishat, you know, what we want, desires. We'll open the doors of desires, meaning that the shaitan will put people into desires. Or wo bo toba aur istighfar na kar payenge. And they will not be able to do toba. Aur wo isi khayal mein honge ke hum haq par hain. Ye sunkar shaitan khush ho gaya. So what did the chele say? They said that we're going to put them into such a form that these people, they will be drowned in their desires. They will commit a sin and they will think that they've done good. Now in the same way, that is being proven right. When person commits sin, you know, he has these desires and then he has these thoughts. Oh, khair, yeah, it doesn't matter. Kone mein maaf kar yo. So I've seen people, I've heard people with my own ears that people, they say, oh, kone khair, yeah, toba karigi. Namazan kone khair, yeah, don't offer the salah. Baad mein saariyan kaza karigi. So astaghfirullah. How even a person can even think of that? And then this is what the shaitan meant. Yeah, so this verse of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Allah Azza wa Jal, when they do tawbah in the court of Allah, but then some people will do tawbah in such a manner, it's not even classed as tawbah. It's not even got that guilt inside them. So how is that tawbah going to be accepted? Now, if we really look into that, the shaitan has challenged the Muslims. Challenge kiya hai na shaitan ne, that we're going to put desires in their hearts. We're going to put these thoughts inside their minds. They'll be thinking that they are doing good. We see that today. 95% of Muslims, I will not be wrong, they don't offer their salah. Nahi padte namaz, do not offer their salah. So what has the shaitan put inside their hearts? The desires. Why are they not offering salah? Work commitments, friends, gym, you know, football, cricket, this, that. And they miss their salah. Traveling to a cousin's wedding, on the way when it's namaz time, kone khair hai, shadi pehle pochna. When you get to the wedding hall, it's time for salah. Can't even get out of there. Why? There's no masjid. Wuzu ko nahi. Kapre na paak. Sare na paak. Gande hi sare shadiyan par chalein. You know, these kind of things we need to understand. Who are we trying to fool? All we're doing is we're just trying to fool our own selves as well. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that we do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And look at the way that the desires the shaitan puts into the hearts of people. Yeah, nowadays there's so much, you know, so much distractions. That's what the shaitan said. We're going to give them desires and distractions and they will not do tawbah. So what are the distractions today? You've got your internet, you've got your mobile phone, you've got the Wi-Fi. Now you don't need to have internet on your mobile phone. There's Wi-Fi hotspots everywhere around the country or around the world. And people will sit down, watch films, they'll watch dramas, ma'azallah. They'll watch anything and everything just to commit a sin. But then what is what's in their mind? Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. Or if I am doing something wrong, I've heard a couple of friends and they said, oh, karikin guna, commit that sin. We'll do tawbah later on. Badi tawbah karikin sa. Yeah, that tawbah, you would think to yourself, is that really a tawbah where you're deliberately committing a sin and saying that I'll do tawbah later on? Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions inside the glorious Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ اور اللہ کی طرف توبہ کرو اے مسلمانو. یعنی do توبہ in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Muslims, سب کے سب اس امید پر کہ تم فلاح پاؤ. Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he writes on this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal commands the Muslims to do tawbah. And then, fitratan insan kamzor hai. That person, he will commit the same sin again, maybe because out of him being an insan. And he says that Imam Qushayri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, tawbah ka sabse zyada muhtaj wo hai, jo apne liye tawbah ki zarurat mahsoos na kare. That person is in need of tawbah. The one who thinks that I don't need to do tawbah. Khairi hai. Allah maaf karne ala. It doesn't matter. I don't need to do tawbah. I didn't do anything wrong. Even when someone comes up to you and says, look, brother, you did wrong. You shouldn't have done that. Tune ye guna nahi karna tha. But then what will happen? We'll give one dalil, we'll give the second dalil, we'll give the third dalil. Oh, no, no, no. This is not what I meant. This is what I meant. And he says that is ayat mubarakah mein, Rabb Kareem ki sifte sattari ka bohut zyada zuhur hai. The attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal as being sattar, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is seen in this verse of the Holy Quran. And remember, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, what we need to do is always be in a state of mind that we always accept our faults. But if someone comes up to me and says, yeah, you did this wrong. No, no, I didn't do it wrong. You didn't know. I didn't mean to do that. I meant this. So we're always having ta'wils. You know, we're always making excuses. And then, for how long are we going to live like this? For how long are we going to just keep our heart and all these kind of things in bay? That it's all right, khair, yeah. I didn't do a sin. I didn't commit that sin. I didn't mean to do it. Maine karna nahi tha. You know, it doesn't matter. Even if you meant it or you didn't mean it, just keep on doing tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says that Allah Azza wa Jal ki qasam, you know, what we need to do is we are getting old. And look at my hair. I'm 46 years old, hair's become white. But if I say to myself, no, eh ta tangiyan nal chitte ho, you know, I've got these problems. I had a lot of flu the other day, or I had a corona, and because of that, my hair's turned white. So, you know, stop fooling yourself. You know, stop fooling yourself that this hair has turned white because of X, Y, and Z. This hair has turned white because you are getting older and you are getting closer and closer to your death. And then it says that, you know, the in one of the narration, it says that jab koi nojawan apne malik ki barkah mein toba karta hai, when a young man, those youngsters who are watching me now, either be boys or girls, even elders as well, but this hadith is specifically for the youngsters, that when a young person does toba in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, an angel calls out to that person and says, to unka kaha jata hai, ek nojawan ne khwab ghaflat se bedar hokar. The angels, they say that when a sinful person calls out to Allah, the other angels say, what is he want? What does he want? What is he asking for? And the angel says that a young person has done tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. پھر اعلان کرنے والا کرتا ہے اس نوجوان کی توبہ کے استقبال میں جنتوں کو سجا دو, ڈیکوریٹ پیراڈائز بیکاز آف دس پرسن ڈوئنگ توبہ ریپینٹنس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, اف یو آر واچنگ, یو آر ینگ, یو اسٹل گاٹ ٹائم, یو اسٹل گاٹ دا ٹائم ٹو ڈو ریپینٹنس, ٹو ڈو توبہ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. Inshallah Azawajal, we listen to the daily hadith, listen to it attentively, listen to it carefully and see what we can learn from this hadith. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The companion Abu Basra Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "This salah of Asr was presented to the people preceding you, yet they wasted it. Whoever offers it consistently will be given double reward." Now, what does this hadith mean? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in the commentary of this, "Asr prayer was also obligatory upon previous nations, yet they abandoned it and became worthy of punishment. You should take heed from them." Reasons behind Asr bearing twice the reward is because the first reward that accompanies Asr comes with being steadfast in performing it and opposing the actions of previous nations. The second reward will be granted for offering Asr Salah itself, as is granted for offering other salah. The first reward will be granted for showing consistency in acts of worship. The second will be granted for showing contentment with what has been once granted and leaving all forms of buying and selling. The latter is mentioned as people are usually involved in business at this time and are not taking heed of the salah. The first reward will be granted for the excellence of Asr, as it is the middle salah. The second will be granted for steadfastness in performing it. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so many countless blessings of Asr Salah. Why not we make it upon ourselves that we ourselves and with others go to congregation Salah of Asr and perform it? And what will happen because of that? The rewards are in front of you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Very beautiful hadith of the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. May Allah تعالی give me and all of us the ability to act upon what we've said. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. He says that when a young man cries in the fear of Allah عزّ وجل from the sins that he commits, the first time he makes dua, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have done bad." Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, "I have covered you." And I have covered your sin. And the person, he says, "Ya Allah, I am shameful." And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, "I know you are." And then he says, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I do tawbah, I repent from my sin." And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, "O young person, I accept your tawbah." And then Allah Azza wa Jal, when that person commits the same sin again, Allah Ta'ala, he says, "Do not have haya, do not be shameful of coming to me and asking tawbah again." So subhanallah, very beautiful hadith, to be honest with you. And when you listen to these hadith paak, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it does bring, you know, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of you, that Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful. The shaitan, no doubt, does not want any of us to repent from our sins. The shaitan wants us, you know, so that we can continue committing sins, never do tawbah. And then one of the biggest arrows of the shaitan is that the shaitan makes us realize and makes us think that our tawbah will not be accepted. Listen to a hadith of Ibn Majah. Guna se tawbah karne wala aisa hai, goya usne guna kiya hi nahi. The one who repents from his sins, it is as if he has never committed that sin. Another hadith paak mentions that jab koi banda toba karta hai, Allah ko usse bhi zyada khushi hoti hai. When a person commits a sin, Allah Azza wa Jal becomes pleased with that person when he does toba. in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now what we need to do is we need to always do tawbah. Always think to yourself that no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I am, all the sins that you know I'm doing, Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful. He is the one that will forgive us. And He is the one that will inshallah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins as well. Now this was another very beautiful hadith in Fathul Bari Sharah Bukhari. It says, شدید گبراہت کسی انتہائی تعجب خیز واقع یا کسی اور وجہ سے انسان ہوش میں نہ رہے یا بھول کر اس کی زبان سے ایسے کلمات نکل جائیں جو خلاف شرع ہوں ان پر پکڑ نہیں. تو when a person he says something out of fear or something that he has totally forgotten, then that person will not be held accountable for that as well. So if there's anything, like for example, I had someone coming up to me and he says that I dropped the Quran. You know, I was about to pick up a book from my bookshelf and the Quran dropped onto the floor. What do I do now? And he was really, really scared. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we rang Mufti Sahab up and he said that, and there is no kafara because you didn't do it deliberately. Now for someone, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, he takes the Quran and he throws you onto the floor, and that will take him out to the fold of Islam. But that guilt that that person had, subhanallah, that you know he's made a mistake, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't hold you accountable for that mistake because it's a mistake. People can make mistakes as well. And in another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jisne istighfar ko lazim pakad liya, the one who does tawbah, he lazim pakad liya, he makes it a routine, a habit of himself, Allah Ta'ala uski tamam mushkilu mein aasani, har gham se azadi, aur be hisab rizq ata farmata hai. Allah Ta'ala will always, you know, will make his problems or his difficulties, Allah Ta'ala will give ease to them, Allah will remove his problems, and inshallah will give him unaccountable rizq for that person. For who? The one who does tawbah routinely, every day, makes it a habit of doing tawbah. So, and you know, if we are sat at home, then what we can do is start to read istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. There is a very beautiful wazifa in the Shajara at Qadriya Razaviya Attariya, and the tawbah is astaghfirullah al-azimi wa atubu ilayh. 70 times if we can do the tawbah, astaghfirullah al-azimi wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah al-azimi wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah al-azimi wa atubu ilayh. Keep repeating these words, and these are the words of tawbah. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beshak lohe ki tarah dilon ko bhi zang lag jata hai. Just like metal catches rust, in the same way your heart will catch rust as well. Aur iski jila, yani the way to clean that, is Allah Ta'ala ki bargah mein talab-e maghfirat hai. Yani ask repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, we can't see that rust on our hearts, can we? Because it's something that is not there. But the heart is rusted now. Just like Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran regarding the kuffar of Makkah, summum bukmun umyun. Yeah, they are deaf, dumb and blind. Alanki, they were not deaf, dumb and blind, but because they didn't want to hear the truth, Allah said that they are deaf. Because they did not want to say the truth, Allah says they are dumb. And because they did not want to see the truth, Allah said that they are blind. So in the same way, if a person does not want to hear the truth, if a person does not want to see the truth, hear the truth, then he is deaf, dumb and blind as well. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are lucky. Seriously, we are lucky that Allah Ta'ala has made us amongst the Muslims. And from the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the tawbah, tawfiq to do tawbah. This power, obviously, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, you know, to do good or bad, but from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the aqeedah that we have. So when someone does tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is a tawbah that Allah has given him. The tawfiq, the power, the willingness, the mind to do tawbah. So we should be proud of ourselves. The more tawbah you do, the more better and the more close to Allah you will be. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jab banda apne gunahon se toba karta hai to Allah azza wa jal likhne wale farishton ko uske gunah bula deta hai. When a person commits a sin and he does toba, then Allah Ta'ala makes the angels forget the sin that person has committed. The angels forget about the sin. اسی طرح کے اعضاء یعنی ہاتھ پاؤں کو بھی بلا دیتا ہے اور اس کے زمین پر نشانات بھی مٹا ڈالتا ہے، یہاں تک کہ قیامت کے دن جب اللہ سے ملے گا تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی طرف گناہ پر کوئی گواہ نہ ہوگا. As we know on the day of judgment, there will be witnesses who will give witness against us that the hands will speak, your mouth will be sealed, your hands will speak, your eyes, your ears, your body parts, even the place where you committed that sin, that will speak out that, Ya Allah, he committed the sin here. But subhanAllah, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When a person repents in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala makes the angels forget the sin that that person has committed. Allah Azza wa Jal makes the body parts forget the sin that that person commits. And then even the place on the earth where the person committed the sin, Allah Ta'ala wipes away all the evidence that that person committed the sin. And then we still say, Allah Ta'ala will not forgive my sins. That is why the scholars, they say, do not ever utter these words that Allah Ta'ala will not forgive my sins. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. We start off the Quran with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah, in the name of the most merciful, the most gracious, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But then what do you need to do? You need to do tawbah in the court of Allah. Kam az kam banda tawbah to kare na, apne gunahon se nafrat kare. We lift our hands in the court of Allah Ta'ala and we say that, Ya Allah, all the sins that I've committed knowingly, unknowingly, secretly, openly, Ya Allah, I knew that I'm committing a sin, but I forgot. Ya Allah, the shaitan took me away from you. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, now I realize my mistake. Ya Allah, I repent in your court. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with his power, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now, sometimes what happens is a person not knowing that that is a sin, that person will delay in doing the tawbah as well. Like for example, if a person does not know that this is a sin, like for example, watching movies or listening to music, all these fulfilling your eyes with haram, look staring and gazing towards a non-mahram woman, and all these kind of things, if a person does not think of them as sins, he's never going to do tawbah because he doesn't know that these things that he's doing is tawbah. Now, it's not that a person can say on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah, I never knew that. Mujhe pata hi nahi tha. I never knew that this was a sin. So then the reply the scholars they give is that person will be doubly punished. He will be punished double. Why? Number one, for the sin that he has committed. And number two, because he did not even know that that was a sin. Because why did he not learn that knowledge? Yeah, we read books and books and there's so much knowledge. We spend time, you know, doing all these kind of things. But when it comes to our deen, you know, we are clueless. So remember, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, whenever you realize that you've committed a sin, do tawbah. Like I said, do not do tawbah in such a manner that I'm doing the tawbah for the sake of it. My mom's pressurizing me, my dad's forced me to do tawbah. That is not tawbah. You have to, like I said, guilt is the most important thing. An-nadamu tawbatun. If you do not have guilt, then that is not going to be classed as tawbah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's all make this intention. Whatever happens, we will inshallah Azza wa Jal do our tawbah. And one of the other reason is that, you know, we are so used to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. People sometimes think that, you know, it's all right. Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. Allah is merciful. It doesn't matter if I commit this sin. Maine namaz chhod diya. I've sworn at someone. I've did this haram action. I've stared at a woman deliberately. I did not read the Quran deliberately. All these things. A person, he's, you know, why? Why does he not do that? Because he thinks of the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive me. It's all right. When I commit this sin, Allah will forgive me. Now, committing them sins is not now because of a mistake. Now it's becoming a habit. And it's such a habit that you are deliberately committing these sins as well. Amir al-Sunnah, he says, for these people, you know, we need to understand that the words, when Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor, when Allah is Rahim, when Allah Ta'ala is Sattar, also the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal is Qahhar and Jabbar. He is the mightiest one. He will take revenge. And remember these attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then a person Never think to yourself that even though whatever I do, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. It's all right. I don't know. I'm too young yet. Let me get a bit older. Let me finish my degree. Let me get married. I'll settle down. I'll offer my salah. And this is what the shaitan always keeps pestering that person. He keeps on giving these thoughts to this person. It's all right. You're still young. Buddha said that namaza padi ki nahi. I heard a father giving tarbiyah to his son. Allah Ta'ala. You don't need enemies when you got fathers like that. He was giving tarbiyah. Oh, putar, chul, chul, kam kar. میں بھی تو بڈھے ہونے نماز پڑھی سی نا تو ہی جا پہلے کم کر چھوڑ نماز کی معاذ اللہ ثم معاذ اللہ دیز کائنڈ آف تھنگز دیٹ آ پرسن ول سے یو نو اینڈ یو نو اٹس دیز کائنڈ آف ورڈز کین ایون ٹیک اے پرسن آؤٹ آف دا فولڈ آف اسلام سچ اے بیڈ تھنگ دیٹ پیپل ول سے اینڈ اے پرسن فالز انٹو دا ٹراپ آف دا شیطان اینڈ دین ہی ول فال انٹو سچ اے ٹراپ ہی ول نیور فائنڈ اے وے آؤٹ آف دیئر ایز ویل. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. تو جو ایک ذرہ بر بلائی کرے اسے دیکھے گا اور جو ایک ذرہ بر برائی کرے اسے دیکھے گا. Don't think to yourself, oh, it's only a small sin, it doesn't matter, it's only a minute little thing, it really doesn't matter. You know, that little small thing that we are now committing deliberately, that small sin could be the heaviest on the weighing scale. And that good deed that we are missing, maybe we think in your eyes, it's only a little thing, it's only a little good deed, it doesn't matter. Okay, if you don't do it, you, at least you're not doing anything bad. But if you miss that good deed, you never know, that could be the heaviest on the weighing scale. Another reason for a person to delay his tawbah. Now, we're talking about delaying in your tawbah. Why a person delays his tawbah. The third reason the scholars they mention is mayusi. Mayusi, you know, thinking to yourself that I will never be forgiven. Alanke Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah ki rahmat se na umeed na ho. Do not despair the mercy of Allah. بے شک اللہ سب گناہ بخش دیتا ہے. No doubt Allah Ta'ala forgives all the sins. Yeah, so do not be despaired from the mercy of Allah. Like we heard the first story, that person, he was an alcoholic, he committed many sins. But yet, he did tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala forgave his sins as well. The Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, he says, Allah Azza wa Jal, out of his 100 mercies, Allah Ta'ala ki 100 rahmatein, Allah has 100 mercies, 99 rahmat, he has saved them until the day of judgment. Dunya mein ek rahmat zahir farmayi hai. Allah Ta'ala has shown one mercy in this world. Sari makhlooq ke dil isi ek rahmat ke baais rahim hai. Those people who have, we say they've got a soft heart, it is because of that one mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, you know, you look at the love the mother has for her children, the father has for the children, the love between the brother and sister, the love between two friends, the love between one country, all these loves that Allah Ta'ala has placed in our hearts, it is because of that one mercy. And just imagine, inshallah, on the day of judgment, when these 99 mercies of Allah Ta'ala will be showering upon us, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, how Allah Ta'ala will forgive their sins. And also, remember, do not delay. So never ever despair the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always keep making dua with this intention. Don't even have this doubt inside yourself. I'll never be forgiven. Maine ye guna kiya, maine ye guna kiya. I'll never be forgiven. Never ever utter these kind of words as well. There is no sin on the planet that Allah Ta'ala will not forgive or Allah Ta'ala cannot forgive. Apart from shirk, the scholars they say, Allah will forgive, or Allah Ta'ala can forgive all of the other sins as well. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, never ever despair the mercy of Allah. Never let yourself down thinking, never let someone come up to you. So a person, when he's nadamat, when he is, you know, shameful of what he has done, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's have a small package of Ghulam Rasool, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and see what Ghulam Rasool is going to be teaching us today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khairah.
There you go, Brother Glamour Soul. There you go! Huh?
Kanis Fatma, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be careful in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful message from Ghulam Rasool. And I do advise you that at home, if you have children, then make them watch Ghulam Rasool. Alhamdulillah, we dub these into the English language so that our English viewers, children, can understand. Because, you know, when you're watching other cartoons, you have the superheroes. They're all false, aren't they? And, you know, children think that, you know, these superheroes have, they really have these superpowers, even though they're all fiction. But why just teach fiction to our children? Teach them the reality. So, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when you teach your children about Ghulam Rasool, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that your children will become pious as well. And these little cartoons, it costs a lot of money to make these cartoons. And then to dub these cartoons, there's a lot of manpower and a lot of money that is put into these cartoons. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're not going to shy off from spending the money, but we need to understand that we need to start to watch these cartoons so that we can, you know, make our children pious as well. And inshallah, Azawajal, wherever there is a need, Dawat Islami, inshallah, Azawajal, is trying to fulfill that need of our viewers, inshallah, Azawajal. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that a young man from Bani Israel, he was a very pious person. For 20 years, he worshipped Allah, Azawajal. And then the next 20 years of his life, he went into the bad company and he committed sins for the next 20 years. One day, he sat down and he looked at himself in the mirror and he saw a white hair. Obviously, he was now nearly 40, 50 years old. He saw this white hair and he says, Ya Allah, for the first 20 years of my life, Ya Allah, I was very close to you. Ya Allah, I loved you. And he heard a voice from the unseen. When you loved me, we loved you as well. And then he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the next 20 years, Ya Allah, I left you. I left your mercy and I committed a sin. Allah Ta'ala, he says, for when you were loving me, I was loving you. When you left me, I left you. And now you are willing to come back to me, I am willing to accept you again. Subhanallah. You know, when you look at these beautiful words of wisdom and from Allah Azza wa Jal, it just makes, you know, puts a smile on your face that subhanAllah, how our Rabb Azza wa Jal is so merciful. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we need to try to understand the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, Bapayar Islam Bhaiya, what we need to do now is very important thing regarding Tawbah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بہت سے توبہ کرنے والے قیامت کے دن رد کر دیے جائیں گے Many people who will do Tawbah on the Day of Judgment, they will be not accepted. Unka gumaan hoga ki wo Tawbah karne wale hain. And they will be thinking that they are doing Tawbah. Halanki wo Tawbah karne wale nahin. Even though they are not amongst the one who do Tawbah, unhunne Tawbah ke takaze pure nahin kiye. They have not fulfilled the rights or the conditions of doing Tawbah. So now, what are the conditions of doing Tawbah? Do we just do Tawbah, just utter the words Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah? No. The scholars, they mention that there are three very important rukun, you say. You can say pillars, three very important pillars of Tawbah. Number one, the sin that you have committed, you be shameful of that. Whatever sin, you missed your salah, you sworn, you backbited someone, you leaked out someone's secrets, you committed a sin. Now you need to be shameful of that sin that you've done. Number two is make an intention never to go back again to that sin. And number three, have this firm intention that in the future you will not commit that sin again. Yeah, you will not commit. So number one, be shameful. Number two is leave the sin that you did. The sin that you are doing Tawbah from, you make the intention to leave that sin. And number three is make an intention that you will never commit that sin or any sins again. So these are three pillars, or you can say three arkan, rukun of Tawbah. And inshallah, Azawajal, if we do our Tawbah in this manner, inshallah, Azawajal, our Tawbah will be accepted. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, there are six signs of doing Tawbah. Che alamat hain. There are six signs of sachi, of a true Tawbah. Number one, guzashta gunahun par nadim hona. From previous sins, you are shameful of what you have done. Them sins that you did, number one condition is that you are shameful of what you have done. Now, these are the signs that your Tawbah is valid. Number two, gunahun ki taraf na lotme ka azme musammam, that you are making this intention, this firm and strong intention, you are not going to return to the sins again. Number three, jin farais mein kotahi ki unki adaigi. Yeah, so for example, if you missed your salah, then you make this intention that you will not miss your farais again. Number four, jin ka haq talaf kiya, unhe unka haq dena. If you have violated the rights of anyone, you make the intention not to violate the rights of these people. Number five, najayiz o haram maal se badan par jo charbi chad gayi hai use gham o khuzn ke zariye piglana. That if you've eaten haram and you made a body of yourself, for example, that you have been eating haram, make sure, make that intention that you will, inshallah, azza wa jal, lose all that weight that you've gained by earning haram. Jis tarah badan ko nuksan, nafsani haishat ki lazzat pahunchani hai, isi tarah usse itaat ka maza chakhana. Just like when you committed the sin, you made your body habitual of doing that sin, make now your body habitual and taking the maza out of doing the obedience of Allah azza wa jal. Now again, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, remember the most important thing is the shaitan will never ever let you do Tawbah in his court. You know, always try to stay in an environment, try to even listen to kalams. There's a very beautiful kalam in Wasail-e-Bakhshish that Amir al-Sunnat has written. Try to listen to these kalams because they will bring you into that mood of doing Tawbah. There's a kalam here. Tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha, main thar thar rahun kaampta ya ilahi, gunahun ne meri kamar tod dali, mera hashr mein hoga kya ya ilahi, zameen bojh se mere phatti nahi, ye tera hi to hai karam ya ilahi, tu attar ko besabab bakhsh maula, karam kar, karam kar, karam ya ilahi. So listening to these kind of kalams, inshallah, that will bring you into the mood of doing Tawbah. So when you're sat home alone, you know, try to have, you know, you can go onto YouTube. There is a Dawat Islami has their own YouTube Naat channel called Naat Production. Yeah, go onto the YouTube channel Naat Production And like that as well, and also subscribe to that as well. So any new kalam that will come on, inshallah, you'll get notifications. And then type in, yeah, tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha. Yeah, if you type that in, inshallah, that's not the first couplet, but inshallah, that kalam will come on. And listen to that. Listen to these kalams where, istighfar, and we call them istighasa, call it out to the mercy of Allah. And inshallah, that will bring you into that mode of doing tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, these months and these days, they will pass by. Ye waqt guzar jayega. It will not come back again. That's where the guilt will be. I wish I never did that. I wish I never did that. So many times we may have committed a sin and then realize later, oh, why did I do that? Why did I fall into the trap of the shaitan? But then immediately, now we've got the guilt in our hearts, do tawbah. Yeah, now that guilt is a tawbah itself, but try to lift your hands in the court of Allah and cry in the fear of Allah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam cried so much. He never committed a sin, but why did he cry? It was a lesson for the ummah. It was a lesson for us that if we commit a sin, let's do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we get into that mode of doing tawbah, and inshallah you'll see that you'll keep repeating the tawbah again and again. And remember, there is never a limit to tawbah. Don't think, oh, well, I've done istighfar 100 times today, that's more than enough. It can never be enough doing tawbah. Doing tawbah is a zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal itself. Ye khud is zikr hai. Banda tawbah karta hai, istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That is a tawbah in itself. Keep repeating that. That is the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep repeating the zikr of Allah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will bless us. Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. And no doubt, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, these are the days and the weeks that we should be doing tawbah. Let's make a beautiful habit of ourselves that we initiate, tawbah in our daily routine. We have the tawbah in our daily routine. And the best place to do tawbah, the masjid. Even if you can't, don't take that as, oh, I've got to go to the masjid to do tawbah. No, you can do tawbah from anywhere you are, but at least, let's make this habit to do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even have this mindset, pass it on to your family members, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. Have this tawbah. Always say, just do tawbah, just do tawbah. Sit back and say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. If you've seen Amir al-Sunnat on Madani Muzakara, and you sometimes see Amir al-Sunnat, he gets a pen and paper and he keeps writing something. You know what he writes? He writes the name of Allah. He writes the name of Allah. Why? Because that time when he's listening to a mas'ala or someone else is talking or there is a video that is playing on Madani channel, Amir al-Sunnah doesn't want to just sit back and watch that. Even that is watching something good. So you are doing something good as well. But he keeps on writing that as well. He keeps writing. So he's doing the zikr of Allah. His tongue is silent because he's watching a film. Video, but he's still writing Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the sign of the pious people. They will always do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And another sign of a person is whenever he gets older, as he gets older, he gets more pious. He gets his piety, his taqwa, his fear of Allah, his hilm, his humbleness, his ajizi, his sincerity. They all grow with that person. Let's look at ourselves. How much humbleness do I have? How much ajzi, sincerity, taqwa, khawf-e khuda, how much do we have that inside ourselves? Every year we are cutting the cake. Yeah, my 46th birthday, my 47th birthday. What you are cutting, you are cutting 1 year of your life. What does that tell us? You are getting closer to your death now. So instead of celebrating your birthday, always make dua that, Ya Allah, make my life easier as well. I've got a little promo to show you, inshallah. Let's watch this fun promo and we'll come back to the closing stage, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muslims, spend in the cause of Allah. The importance of zakat can be understood from this one fact, that it has been mentioned 32 times in the glorious Quran alongside Salah. From this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we understand and we see the significance and importance of zakat. That wealth which needs to be given in zakat, it has been described as impure wealth of that individual. We can understand that when something impure mixes with something pure, that impure thing ruins that pure thing as well. In the same way, if your impure wealth, it mixes with your pure wealth, i.e. the amount of wealth which needs to be given in zakat is not given and it stays with the rest of your wealth, there is a fear that the rest of your wealth can be destroyed as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, to keep our wealth pure, to protect our wealth, to protect ourselves from harm and calamities, let's make this firm intention that we will calculate the full amount of zakat that is due from us and we will donate that full amount in the correct place as well. Your Dawat-e-Islami is an open book. The works of your Dawat-e-Islami are there for everyone to see. So many scholars have been produced, so many huffaz have been produced. All of this is only possible with your help. We want to increase in this work as well. So this year, when you are donating your zakat, please donate generously to your Dawat-e-Islami as well.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436-345-60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309-773-436-345-60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're in the last minute of our program. Well, this, the time has finished now. But Jazakallah khaira. Please try to set up a direct debit for Madani channel. Try to support the works of Dawat-e-Islami as much as you can. Your zakat, your fitrana, after your relatives and your close ones. Please try to help Dawat-e-Islami as well. Please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun